The Alberni Valley Museum's next exhibit will feature new and significant works by Kwakwaka'wakw artist and hereditary chief of the Zawada'anuk First Nation, Cecil Dawson. Cecil Dawson. Worlds Colliding will run from August 1 to November 1, 2025, with a public opening ceremony and reception taking place Thursday, July 31 at 10:30 a.m. Worlds Colliding features deeply personal and culturally resonant imagery that bridges spiritual and natural realms. Drawing from ancestral memory and storytelling traditions, Dawson's paintings and carvings explore coastal and underwater worlds where the raven mingles with sea creatures and the spirits of ancestors. The result is a powerful visual narrative of identity, colonial legacy, and cultural reclamation. "This exhibition is a gift to our community," said City of Port Alberni Mayor Sherry Minions. "Cecil Dawson's work challenges and inspires us to reflect, learn, and grow together. On behalf of the City of Port Alberni, I extend deep gratitude to Cecil for sharing his vision and for his role in strengthening cultural understanding through art and storytelling." A central theme of the exhibition is cross-cultural collaboration. Through partnerships with non-Indigenous artists, Dawson fosters respectful dialogue, challenges colonial boundaries, and highlights the resilience of Indigenous knowledge systems. His approach underscores the importance of protocol, representation, and shared responsibility in artistic practice. The opening ceremony at the Alberni Valley Museum, 4255 Wallace Street, will begin at 10:30 a.m. with traditional songs, dances, and remarks from Indigenous leaders and cultural contributors. A public reception with light refreshments will follow at noon. The exhibition is presented on the unceded traditional territories of Saishot, Sisseth, First Nation, and Hoopakasseth First Nation, whose continued stewardship and presence are respectfully acknowledged and deeply appreciated. "This is a rare opportunity to experience the work of one of BC's most respected Indigenous artists," said Sheila Perry, City Manager of Culture. Worlds Colliding is free to the public and suitable for all ages.